This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Looking for happiness is such a popular theme. I want to touch on it again this morning. It's quite a fascinating topic. What is it? How do you actually find happiness and keep it so that you remain happy? I think it's very confusing. I mean, many of us immediately think of lots of money or a mansion at Mosman in Sydney or better food or an exotic holiday somewhere sitting in the sun. But it's much deeper than that. Surveys have actually, that I've read, reveal seven common things that people throughout the world want with the aim of being happy. Let's take a quick look. Number one is good health. And that makes sense. Who wants to contend with illness? We want good health because living with chronic illness would make you unhappy. Then comes marriage. It's been shown that married people are usually happier than non-married people, especially if they have a good marriage and a healthy family relationship. Next is community, number three, friendships with neighbours and those around us. That makes sense too. We really have to live close to others and that can be good most of the time. The fourth happiness ingredient in this survey is donating. Helping others with our time or our money actually makes us happy, sense of fulfilment. And the fifth concept is religion. No surprise there. People who attend religious services are known to be happier than those who don't. That's a fact. And what about the next one? Having a meaningful life purpose. And that's on the list. How sad to see people floating along without any sense of purpose. No wonder they don't feel happy. And lastly, the ability to have comfortable finances. Well, money is necessary, of course. Having too much doesn't guarantee you're going to be happy. But this is an interesting survey. So whatever level you and I live, we somehow think that having more is going to make us happier. But not so. The surveys have shown that the more stuff we buy, the more our emotional well-being actually takes a nosedive. The pursuit and purchase of physical possessions will never fully satisfy our desire for happiness. It might give some temporary joy. Our researchers have even got a phrase for this temporary fulfillment. They call it retail therapy. Often it's the simple things in life that give us the greater sense of happiness. For example, a rock climber. He explains a sense of exhilaration as he scales the heights. And one rock climber said, "You're so involved in what you're doing, you're not thinking of yourself as separate from what you're doing." Or the young mother who spends time with her child reading a book together. She believes that's true happiness. And one mother I heard of says she loses touch with time when that happens. She loses touch with the rest of the world. She's so absorbed in this lovely act with the child. I like the author, the late Father John Powell. Have you heard of him? He was a Jesuit priest who has written some good books. And he said in one of his books, "Happiness is not about what's going on outside of you. Happiness is an inside job." In fact, he wrote a book called "Happiness is an Inside Job." Many of us are raised to believe that happiness is related to people, events, and outcomes. In other words, from being in a relationship or having good things. But life doesn't really operate like that at all. Happiness is not something that happens to you. It has to do with your relationship with God and his son, Jesus Christ. These surveys I mentioned have shown that religious or spiritual people tend to be happier people. And according to the Bible, if you need to know God and discover his plan, you will find the happiness that has maybe escaped you for so long. It doesn't come from seeking it, but from seeking him. The psalmist said in Psalm 144, verse 15, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." And C.S. Lewis, he puts it like this: God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is to fuel our spirits that were designed to burn, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. There is no other. So the idea is to seek God, and happiness will follow. Heavenly Father, it's a hard lesson to learn. Help us to stop looking for the externals and to realize that happiness comes from a relationship with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.